Daily Dose for December 6th from Hosea, the fourth chapter. God said the spirit of prostitution gripped Israel. That's not a nice picture. Prostitutes provide their sexual favors to paying customers in exchange for what they believe they need to survive in the world. Food, clothing, shelter, other necessities, even pleasure. But it takes a very, very low, even pitiful view of self and the inherent dignity of her person for a woman to sell her body to a man. Such was the case for Israel. The nation, from top to bottom, had bought into the idea that they were better off being used and cast aside by other lovers than remaining true to their husband. There is no small amount of insanity among prostitutes. The life of a prostitute is degrading, frightening, always on the edge of prosecution, subject to diminishing returns as age and disease take their toll. A prostitute takes the best part of her life when she is fertile and attractive, and these she throws away. Israel gave away everything she had. For what? For wind? For brutality? For disease? For death? See chapter 5, verse 13. Unclean spirits invade a prostitute's mind, deceiving her into thinking that the decisions she makes to sell herself are within the realm of her free, unhindered rights. She has a covenant with the God of life. No woman has ever been granted the right to sell her body, nor a man the right to buy it. As Isaiah said in chapter 28, verses 15 to 18 of Isaiah, the covenant with death that Israel had entered was declared illegal and false by God, and thus unenforceable. Until and unless there is a spiritual deliverance, no amount of external change in behavior will really set a prostitute free. Israel would have to undergo deliverance from evil spirits and experience a spiritual rebirth to be restored to God. How many people try to come into fellowship with God with all their spiritual bondage intact, and then wonder why the Christian life isn't working? Only when people come to the point God declared Israel must come to, in chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, will they find true deliverance. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.